KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Penny Nelson. Longtime CBS News anchor Dan Rather has found a second career delivering news to millions of fans on his Facebook page. He also has a new book out called What Unites Us. KQED's Ryan Levy caught up with Rather on a recent visit.
What is a question that you've been doing a big book tour that you haven't been asked about the book, but that you wish you were?
You know, at this stage in the book tour, I'd have to say I've been asked about every question I can imagine.
And now you've got a big following on Facebook now. You've kind of transitioned from this kind of very traditional broadcast news role into social media, and you've been very successful in there. What is your least favorite thing or the thing that maybe disappoints you about social media and how it's used today?
Well, first of all, I'm very grateful for what success we've had on social media. I have my Facebook page, and I have a news site separate from Facebook, newsandguts.com. And I'm very grateful for the reception both of those have received in social media. But the ability of anonymous people to smear the reputations of other people or to spread propaganda and known untruths is one of the weaknesses of the post-digital divide, the whole world of news on the Internet. I do think as time goes along, we'll make adjustments and it'll get better. But that's the main concern, particularly the ability to ruin somebody's reputation anonymously.
What's your favorite thing to do in the Bay Area when you visit?
Well, you know, I'm a sports fan. Right now, I love to see the Warriors play.
Are you going to get to a game this time around?
I did not get to a game this time around, but I did get back to my hotel room in time to have a hamburger and watch the Warriors play. But I also like to see the Giants, who've had some really good years. This last baseball season wasn't their best. But, you know, I'm a sports fan, any of that. I'm sorry the Raiders are moving. If I had had a vote, I wouldn't vote for that. And the 49ers have been down. I've been following the 49ers since before we had pro football in Texas. But they'll be back. I think they've got a pretty good quarterback now. We'll see whether they can build around him.
If you could tell everyone in the country to read one book other than yours, what would be the one book that you would want as many people as possible to read?
Let the record show I'm giving it a little thought, because one book, I would say read Homer.
Why?
Because it's the wisdom in Homer's most famous two books has stood up over the centuries. It's also a book that you can read it and keep reading it and learn something new each time. So you said if you only have one book, then I would make it the Iliad. If you can have two, the Iliad and the Odyssey, and I would consider that one long read. On a distant island with only one book, outside of possibly the Holy Bible, that's what I'd take.
Where do you get your news now? You spent decades delivering the news, and now you're on social media doing it again. Where do you turn for news?
I've spent a lifetime getting news from almost every conceivable place. I read newspapers. I read 6 or 7 newspapers a day. I read magazines. Yes, I do more than occasionally read a book. I watch television both on a regular television set on my computer screen and on my iPhone. I'm pretty much all news all the time, but that's partly because I'm in the news business, but it's also because I have a passion for following news and a passion for trying to report news. My absolute go-to base camps for news are the Associated Press and Reuters. Reasons, these are two news services with worldwide news gathering capacity. They have reporters all over the world, and two, they've been in business a long time and they have high standards. So if something appears and I say to myself quickly, is this news, is it fake news, is this true? My base touch in place is the AP or Reuters.
Has it been liberating for you to go from the anchor chair where you really had to be that objective news deliverer to social media where you're still reporting the news but you have a little more freedom to inject your own feelings?
Right now I can just say I play no favors, pull no punches. I may be wrong, but this is what I think. This is what I know, and trying to put things in context and perspective. And not only has it been liberating, but it's been gratifying. Frankly, I had no idea that I could make it in social media. And it's one of the surprises of my life that I have.
Dan Rather, the book is What Unites Us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm Ryan Levy, KQED News.